You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's show is going to be shorter than I originally planned. I was going to do an hour show, but I want to still focus in on what Barack Obama said. They had a conference. It was a White House conference. It wasn't actually in the White House. And they had a number of people attending it, and it dealt with terrorism was one aspect of it. And the president gave a speech towards the end of the meeting, and this was a three-day affair. Frankly, I thought it was a big distraction myself. But he said something that's consistent with past statements and statements of other people in his administration. And that is the unwillingness by this president, for example, to call the Islamic State Islamic. Terrorists, he's willing to definitely label them as terrorists, which everyone is willing to do. But for some reason, the president has a big hang-up calling these people Islamic. I don't know what the problem is. And the president also has a very bad habit, and people have caught on to this, of setting up what in arguments are called straw men. And a straw man being where no one really believes it, but you make that the what you're going to counter is a straw man. People who do that are really lazy, I would say slothful, and intellectually not prepared to deal with reality and real objections. And the straw man in this argument, and I'll relate it to terror and Islam in a minute, is that we are not at war with Islam. We are not at war with Islam. Excuse me, Mr. President, the United States hasn't declared war on Islam. The American people don't have a war on Islam. We have literally hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world of the Islamic faith in the United States and universities across this nation, including the one I'm sitting in the studio right now. Now, I can remember, because I've been to this college on and off for several years. At one time, there were very few students that were of the Islamic faith. And you could see it because they just weren't there. I had a couple of friends that were, but they were the exception, not the rule. And that was roughly 20 years ago, about exactly, say, 16. But if you the further back you go, the fewer you see. Today, on this campus, and this is in Dallas, Texas, you can see, if you just open your eyes, hundreds of students that are clearly of the Islamic faith. Why do I say that? One is the women are covering their heads. Some, well, that's the majority are doing that as a minimum. Literally 100 feet where I'm speaking from, they have what's called a meditation room. And every day when the campus is open and courses are being given, throughout the day at the time of prayer, you have Muslims going into that room and praying. And before they do that, they go to the men's room and wash their feet. Now, I've objected to it, not that it does any good, for the simple reason this is a state, namely the state of Texas and the city of Dallas, pays for this. It's a public institution. It's not aligned with any religious denomination. And that's the simple fact. We have Christians of various denominations on this campus, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists. But a very visible part of this campus is we have students of the Islamic faith. And I'm in favor of that. Don't get me wrong here. But what I do object to is when one religion is singled out and supported that way. And that's the problem I have with it. If they want to have a prayer room, fine. Make arrangements off campus. You don't get special treatment. Now, I'm pointing that out because in some cities and towns, there are very few, if any, people of the Islamic faith. Dallas is not that city. It's not Dearborn, Michigan yet, but there is a large number of people, both Sunni and Shia Muslims, that come to this college and other colleges, as well as set up businesses in this community. And no one really has any problem with them. There isn't a war on Islam. We are not at war. Who said we were, Mr. President? That is his typical example of a straw man. No one is saying that. And there have been few, if any, a few. But no one is attacking across this country people of the Islamic faith. Now, there was a recent incident where three women were killed by someone that really went nuts. And they're trying to label it a hate crime, but I really don't think it had to do with the religion, but that's my opinion. But that's the president's pattern when he makes statements, is to use straw man. It's rather weak, but that's the straw man he used. And he ended it, "We are at war with people who have perverted Islam." Now, that's a lie. And why do I say that? The Islamic State, the people that support the Islamic State, are Muslims. They're Sunni Muslims. That's the majority branch of Islam. About 90% of the 1.6 billion Muslims in the world are Sunnis. About 10% are Shia. And they don't get along. There's been, you know, interfaith marriages, but generally they don't get along. And you have various sects of Sunnis, and the majority of the Sunnis, that believe the Shia are what's called apostates. They don't consider them Muslims because they're so-called innovators. And when you say that, you got to be very, very careful when you label someone not being Islamic. In other words, not following the words in the Quran, the words of the Prophet. It's a very sensitive area because if they're an apostate, they should be killed. Now, this is not my religion. This is what I'm reading about their religion. And there's a warning, don't say that for the simple reason you might be the apostate when you accuse a Muslim of being an apostate. In other words, one of you should die. Now, the president is engaging in this. And when you call someone an apostate, you're excommunicating them from the religion. And the remedy is death. I'm bringing this up for one reason only. That is what the Sunnis, and these people are Sunnis, that are the leadership and the fighters of the Islamic State. Now, does everyone that's a Sunni believe this? No, because this is a branch. These are Salafis, and they believe in a very strict, literal interpretation of the Quran. And they believe we're heading towards the end days, Armageddon. And they believe there will be a holy war between the Crusaders or the Christians and the Muslims in the Middle East, in Syria, right near where they're based. So my point is this, people that are experts on the Islamic State will tell you these people are Islamic. Doesn't mean you agree with their type of Islam or interpretation, but there's no doubts about this. They're very text-oriented, and they will quote the Quran. So what the president is doing when he says there is not Islamic, in effect, if he was a Muslim, is excommunicating him. They have a word for it, takfir. But I'm using the more broadly understood. It's like telling a Christian, or let's take a better example. If you're a Roman Catholic, the Pope could excommunicate you if you do not follow the doctrines of the Catholic Church. Now, there's an important distinction in any religions from being a sinner as opposed to being an apostate. And the punishment in Islam for being an apostate is people can kill you because you've converted to another religion. You were a Muslim, and then you became an apostate. And the remedy that sanction is death. And that is what the Islamic State does when they capture anyone of the Shia faith. And those are the majority in Iraq. About 70%, 60 to 70%, no one knows the exact number, are Shia in Iraq. The overwhelming majority in Iran are Shia. I'm repeating this because a lot of people just don't know the background. Now, the and that's important. These Salafis are killing mostly Muslims, and that needs to be emphasized. They're killing other Muslims because they believe either they are apostates, in other words, they're Shia, or they have supported a corrupt regime, such as the Iraqi regime. And they are, although they're not fighting with them yet, they are for the overthrow of the Jordan regime, the monarchy there, as well as the Saudis, as well as the Egyptian. But here's an important point. They're not friends with the Muslim Brotherhood that are Sunnis. And the reason is because they use politics to get into positions of power. And they strongly believe, the people that are supporters of the Islamic State, that the only law should be Sharia law. You shouldn't have man-made law. And those that are engaged in making man-made law or enforcing law or running for public office have become apostates and therefore are marked for killing because they're fundamentally violating what they see as the doctrine of Islam that's set forth in the Quran. So President Obama is somewhat engaged in dangerous activity when he calls the Islamic State out and says they're not Islamic. Now, the believers don't really take offense here because, as I said in past shows, what are they about? What are they trying to do? They are trying to provoke, in their various propaganda videos, the United States into fighting them. Ladies and gentlemen, they have succeeded. We have launched several thousand sorties, primarily missile attacks off of either drones or fighter aircraft or bombers, where we have some information to kill the people that are fighting with the Islamic State. Now, a lot of you are for that and think that's a great idea. Now, I'm for killing them. Make no mistake where I'm coming from. But as I said on the last show, who should be killing them? Sunnis. Because the threat of the Islamic State is to their neighbors. And who are their neighbors? Turkey, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and that immediately, but close by, Egypt. And with the exception of Iran, they're all Sunnis. Right now, what we have in Iraq and Syria is a religious sectarian war, largely between Sunnis and Shias. So they're killing each other. They're being brutal. They'll shoot you in the head or cut your head off. If you're a Christian, they'll crucify you or cut your head off. If they particularly don't like what you're doing, they'll burn you alive in a cage. They're terrorists, but they're Islamic terrorists. And that's the point the president will not say. These are Islamic terrorists. President Obama is an Islamic terrorist denier. He is an Islamic terrorist denier. And that is getting the American people annoyed and suspicious. And more people, because I listen to talk radio, are calling in and saying, he's a Muslim. Now, President Obama has said he's a Christian. I don't know. I don't know what's in his heart or in his mind. But I'm suspicious because I'm really puzzled as to why the president can't put two to three words together. And the three he needs to put together is they're Islamic jihadist terrorists. And the people doing this killing, they agree. That's what they are. And if you talk to Muslims, they agree too. It doesn't mean the rest of Islam supports this group. Most Muslims won't speak out on that, I think, out of fear, out of simply fear. And obviously, if you're living in a town or a city under the control of the Islamic State, you keep your mouth shut, even if you are a Sunni. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are totalitarian. They believe in total control over you, and they use their religion to do that. And they have killed imams. And the key point here is the majority of the people that they've killed are Muslims. Yes, Shia, but also Sunni. And that's one of the problems with the Salafi. And not all Salafis are this way. See, that's part of the problem. You have other Salafis that, in essence, say, stay out of politics. In other words, they want no part of this. They don't want violence. They don't want terrorism. So you can't pinpoint it to a sect. It's really the individuals that are in control. Now, it's puzzling me is why is President Obama unwilling to call this group Islamic when the Muslim Brotherhood is definitely Islamic? Both are Islamic. Now, the Islamic State is highly critical of the Muslim Brotherhood because it's an organization that seeks political power. And we saw where that ultimately led in Egypt. For a while, they took over the country, and then the military and people revolted against it. And now most of the leadership is in jail, some waiting for execution. And the reason for this, once the Muslim Brotherhood got into control, it went after its enemies. It sought revenge, and the people that were opposing the Brotherhood were targeted, and many of them died. And one group that also was targeted were the Coptic Christians, and they crucified some. They burnt down churches, and they also crucified Coptic Christians. So I'm raising the question is, if the Islamic State is not Islamic according to our president, what about the Muslim Brotherhood? Is it Islamic? I think the president would say yes, because he has a lot of people in his administration, as well as people advising on various boards, that are members of the Muslim Brotherhood. You see, and you need to be, I have something I need to say. For those that are first-time listeners to the show, the way you listen to the Prompt Pop show is go to promptpops.wordpress.com, which is a companion blog to the show. I'll give it to you one more time slowly. It's promptpops.wordpress.com. At the very top under my photograph of me in the studio, you will have links to the last 60 to 80 shows. Below that, you will have additional information, some of my show prep, both in terms of articles, YouTube videos, cartoons, photographs, and for example, on this show, I actually have the entire text of the president's statement if you care to read it. My problem when President Obama gives a speech, and I'm so tired of it, I really don't want to listen, is he continually lies. And because of that, most people, including me, turn him off. They don't listen. Now, he has a captured audience, and because he's president of the United States, it's filmed, and if you're interested, you can watch the video. I have the video at the very towards the bottom, but I have the key paragraph in his speech in red at the top. But underneath that, I have one of the leading experts in the United States as a professor. His name is Bernard. Yes, I have four videos. He's a Princeton professor, and he's considered the authority on the Islamic State in the United States. But he also does a lot of work with the Saudis. He knows the doctrine and the various sects, if you will, of Islam and the divisions. So he's Professor Haykel, that's Haykel. And they're rather short videos, but I strongly recommend that you listen to those videos. Now, he says it's folly to bomb them. What President Barack Obama is doing right now is having the United States, as well as a few of its allies, Jordan being the most notable, dropping bombs, firing missiles. The point the professor makes is when you do that, you're validating the arguments that the Islamic State says it's the West, primarily the United States, but also Western Europe, that is humiliating and trying to dominate those countries that are Islamic. So it's somewhat self-defeating. Now, I partially agree with him. He's right. The Islamic State will get more recruits the more the United States bombs. But my problem with the bombing is not effective in the sense that it's not going to destroy the Islamic State. The only way you're going to destroy the Islamic State is you have to go in there and kill them. Not offer them a job, kill them. And I'll touch on that in a minute. They're not going to give up. They believe they're in a holy war, the end days are coming, and they want the battle. They're looking forward to the battle with the United States, the Crusaders, the Christians. And that's why many people that believe this are flocking to the Islamic State. But if you really want to kill them all and destroy them, You're going to have to intervene with military ground troops, infantry. That's the only way you're ultimately going to eliminate the Islamic State. And it's going to take time. In most counterinsurgency wars take decades. Not months, not years, decades. And that's the problem. Actually, there are two problems. One is the American people don't want this. Yeah, they want the destruction of the Islamic State. There's no disagreement as to the objective or the end game, if you will. What they object to is sending our Air Force, armor, artillery, special forces, infantry back into Iraq and Syria to kill the Islamic State. And they're Muslims. President doesn't want to say that, but they are Muslims. So what do you do? If you ask military people, they will tell you, we can kill them, but it's going to take you. You're going to have to bring in tens of thousands of troops. You are going to take casualties quite a bit because many of them, these jihadis, will commit suicide. They'll strap a suicide bomb on them, and if they get close to you, blow it up, killing them, but also killing typically dozens of your own people. So it will be a bloody, violent confrontation, which they want if you get back in there. My point has been, one, you have a political problem in the United States. The American people don't want to go back at all. If the Sunnis and the Shia want to kill each other, stay out of their fight. It's not our fight. And I will say it isn't our fight. Now, the people in the large corporations that would like to take advantage of the oil in Iraq would make it our fight. So there's a lot of corporate interest as well as military interest and financial interest that would like to get us back in there, as well as media interest. So there is a lot of push, if you will, from some quarters to get the United States re-engaged. You're primarily hearing it right now from the neocons, the neoconservatives in the Republican Party that used to be progressive Democrats that abandoned that party when it went far left and came over to the Republican Party. They are the ones that were pushing for the war in Iraq that Bush, with the blessings of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, I need to remind people, the majority of the American people were for that war. I was on the fence. And let me make clear, I believe and know he had weapons of mass destruction. What I did not believe is he was linked to Al-Qaeda. Because I'm trying to make a more general point here. Americans, especially those in the United States government, simply do not know the culture. They don't know the language. They can't read it, write it. They don't understand it. They don't know the religion, the culture of the people where we're invading. And every time we've intervened, we've screwed it up big time. And that is an argument for not intervening by U.S. forces. My point, and I'll make it again, whose interest is it to destroy the Islamic State? It is the neighbors surrounding Iraq and Syria. And I gave you the countries. Turkey, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait are the biggies. And they have the military forces, and they have the aircraft, they have the tanks, they have the armor, they have the mortars, and they're Sunni. So it should be Sunni fighting Sunni, not Americans interjecting themselves in a religious sectarian war. Stay out. And I believe our Congress, both representatives and senators, not all, are getting that message. They're getting somewhat conflicting messages because most Americans want the Islamic State destroyed and really want the number of sorties or airstrikes, missions, dramatically increased. The problem, though, that won't destroy the Islamic State. That'll force them just to go underground. Because ultimately, what the Islamic State is about is establishing a caliphate, which they already have, and the territory is about the size. I think it's larger than the United Kingdom. And the hardcore is somewhere between 25,000 and 50,000, and you have maybe 8 million people in that area. A lot of it is desert. It's barren. In some places, it does have oil wells. So why the Islamic State is getting a lot of focus and attention in our news, and it should, and people are getting upset and emotional about the fact that what the Islamic State is doing by executing Christians, Americans, people from the United Kingdom, Japan, Jordan. How many people was that? Now, what you need to understand, and it's my understanding, and there's very little news coming out, but the people that know what these people are about, they're killing people every day. They're executions every day. And what is most of these executions about? Killing Iraqi government, either police, military, or anyone that professes to be a Shia. So if you're unfortunate to be captured by these guys and they find out that is your religion, they're going to kill you. They also have every couple of weeks supposedly mass executions. And they think religiously, according to their doctrine, they're in the right. This is a holy war. And initially it's to go after the Shia, but then the Christians, and they want us engaged. They want another war. They're egging us on with the propaganda that they put on YouTube. And the president says he can't see that these people are Islamic. Now, I'll be the first to say some of them are sociopaths. They like killing. And in any war, you're going to attract people that like to kill people. And they're attracted to this type of situation. But the people in the leadership are Salafis as well as former generals and officers of the Ba'athist Party that was in power when Saddam Hussein was in power. So this is both a religious war as well as a war for power and a war as to who is going to control that oil. And that is the money that they're relying on to stay in power and grow in power. It's only a matter of time before they focus on attacking Iraq and going after the oil in southern Iraq. It's not going to be easy because they're outnumbered. But that's where they're headed. They're also headed to Saudi Arabia because they believe the royal family is corrupt. And they are. These are religious, highly religious people. And they know, well, they know the doctrines, the teachings of the prophet. Their prophet, Muhammad. Better than most Muslims. So the United States is not at war with Islam, and the majority of the Muslims of the world don't support the Islamic State. And I think most Americans understand that. The question is, what is to be done? But a first vital step is the President of the United States has to come out, and I thought he was going to take the opportunity of this speech to do it, to say they're Islamic terrorists. He's an Islamic terrorist denier. And that is raising a lot of people's concerns that maybe we have a president that's Muslim. And I'm hearing more and more callers coming out and saying it. He's a Muslim. He's not a Christian. He's lying to us. Their faith allows him to lie. And they'll show you the videos where he says he's a Muslim. I thought he misspoke, but he misspoke several times. And I suspect at one time he probably had an association with the Muslim Brotherhood. Can't prove it, but his stepfather was a Muslim, and he was sent at a young age to a school where they taught him the basics if you wanted to be a Muslim. Today we have, and I have this on my page, the New York Post ran a cover. And this really says everything, I think. The New York Post had in its Metro edition has a picture of the President of the United States with a black blindfold covering his eyes, and the caption underneath the face is Islamic terror. I just don't see it. So the question is, do we have a blind president? No. Do we have an evil president? Do we have a stupid president? What is it? Is he evil or is he stupid? Because this is not the first time Americans have been puzzled by this president's response. And they're getting more and more suspicious. And now they're verbalizing the fact they believe we have an Islamic president. A stealth Islamic president. Now, if that's the case, he is evil, folks. But I also think he's stupid. Because all he had to say is, yes, the Islamic State is Islamic. But their views are not shared by the overwhelming majority of Muslims in the world. And he had an opportunity to explain the differences and what's going on. He didn't do that. He just declared them to be the Islamic State is not Islamic. In other words, if he's a Muslim, he excommunicated a Muslim and said they're an apostates. Now, it works both ways. And that's the problem. I'm posing the question to you, and you need to think about it. Is Barack Obama an Islamic terrorist denier? I think he most certainly is. And the question that remains open, is he evil or is he stupid? With that, let me play America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.